From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Many trying to get the USDA's monthly World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report for November were met with some frustration. According to a notice posted on the site, USDA.gov sites are temporarily down for scheduled maintenance. AgWeb.com reports that left many wondering why maintenance was scheduled, given most of the ag trading community relies on these monthly figures. About 6 minutes later, when the information was eventually posted, corn, soy, and cotton markets responded. Farmers can expect a cash injection of billions of dollars in Trump tariff payments later this month or in December. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells Agriculture.com, "We hope that trade will supplant the need for aid in 2020, pointing to progress in negotiations to resolve the U.S. trade war with China. So far, producers have received nearly $6.7 billion in market facilitation program payments on this year's crops and livestock. Here in the U.S., the lettuce in our salads almost certainly comes from California or Arizona, but the geography of leafy greens is slowly changing as the trend to indoor farming in large warehouses with artificial light and automated technology expands. According to agrimarketing.com, the largest indoor farm to open so far is in Baltimore from New York-based Bowery. The company, which just announced it raised another $50 million from investors, grows what it previously called post-organic produce. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.